Good morning. It's Saturday, September 7th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Tesla's board has proposed a record-breaking $1 trillion compensation package for CEO Elon Musk. If approved, it would be the largest corporate pay plan in history, nearly matching the company's current market value. Musk, who has long pushed for a bigger stake in Tesla to tighten his control, is still fighting a legal battle over his 2018 award, valued at $56 billion. The board says the new plan reflects confidence in Musk's ability to transform Tesla into a leader in AI and robotics, even as the automaker struggles with slowing EV demand and competition from Chinese rivals. Analysts say the scale of the package sets a new standard for executive incentives and will spark intense debate in corporate boardrooms worldwide. Another news. In Tokyo, Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has announced his resignation as leader of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The decision comes weeks after his coalition suffered a historic defeat in July's elections, losing its majority in both houses of parliament. Ishiba initially resisted pressure to step down, saying he wanted to oversee implementation of a new trade deal with the United States. On Sunday, he said, "I would like to pass the baton to the next generation. He will remain prime minister until the party elects a new leader, leaving the world's fourth largest economy in political uncertainty." Ishiba's exit underscores voter anger over rising living costs and deepens the challenge for Japan's ruling party to regain stability. Another news. Israel says a drone launched from Yemen struck the arrivals hall of Ramon Airport on Sunday in a rare, successful Houthi attack. The Israeli military confirmed that no warning sirens were sounded before impact, an unusual lapse in the country's layered air defense system. Most Houthi drones aimed at Israel are intercepted before reaching their targets. The strike forced airspace over southern Israel to briefly close, though Ramon Airport reopened about 90 minutes later. Located near the city of Eilat, the airport is one of Israel's few international gateways. The incident raises concerns about evolving Houthi capabilities and the continued vulnerability of key infrastructure despite Israel's extensive defenses. Another news from the war in Ukraine now. Russia has launched its largest aerial assault of the war, targeting cities across Ukraine overnight. Officials in Kyiv said more than 800 drones, along with missiles, were fired in a single wave, killing at least 4 people, including an infant. The Ukrainian Air Force reported that while most were shot down, 54 drones and 9 missiles struck civilian and government sites, including a government building in the capital for the first time. Kyiv endured 11 hours under air raid sirens during the bombardment. President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the assault, saying dozens were injured nationwide. The scale of the attack surpassed Moscow's July offensive and marks a grim escalation in the conflict that began with Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.